We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, Joe, we're heading back out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. It's time to talk to Larry Bluestein for High School Football Report. Blue, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Doing good, Zach. Thanks so much. We're narrowing things down. State semifinals, seven teams in Dayton Broward remain, and hopefully we could get six of them through because two teams play each other. So, we're looking forward to it. The first round of the states will be next week. The smaller schools will be in Tallahassee, and then the week after we'll be right here at Drive Pink Stadium in Fort Lauderdale.
All right, so let's jump into it because it's all the big names that are left. But there's a little bit of a surprise. You surprised that Homestead is going to Orlando to play Jones High School.
No, I'm not. I think that what has happened, their two losses this year came while their quarterback, a really good kid, junior kid, was out, and they've had a few injuries. But in between that, remember, they beat Northwestern by three touchdowns. They've played, a schedule that was really competitive, Columbus, Palmetto, schools like that. So they're road tested. Orlando Jones is a team that really kind of scares you in the way that over the last month and a half, they've really turned up the volume. But you know what? Coach Phil Simpson and Homestead, they won't back down. They believe that they belong in this. And, they're the only team, the local team, that's really on the road. So I think they have a really, really good chance. The only thing, you look at last week's Orlando Jones throttled Edgewater, and Edgewater was one of the best teams in the state. But I think Homestead's ready for this. They came this way last year. They lost to St. Thomas in this round. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to be ready.
All right, so let's just go down. All the big guys are playing, and you could tell me if anybody is real concerned about this. Central, St. Pete, Lakewood at 9-4 at Trask Powell. Any problem for Central against St. Pete?
No, but don't let the 9-4 record fool you, because Lakewood's got some dudes. Their quarterback Anthony Calandra is going to Virginia. They got they got kids who will punch back, but. See, while they're looking for a state title, Miami Central sits at number one in the nation, and that's what their objective is to win the national title. They're at home. I'm sure Lakewood will score some points, but nowhere near what Central is going to put up. So, to answer your question, I think Central rolls in this one.
All right, and speaking of a team, because if Central's number one, like you said, and congratulations to those guys, Chaminade's got to be going, hey, we ain't bad either. With some more people, they're going to play True North. What do you expect in this one, Blue?
Well, yeah, they're number two in the nation. If you look at the high school football poll, number four overall. If you look at Max Krebs, who's falling out of favor with a lot of people because, they're just not as objective as they should be. First of all, let's give a lot of credit to Coach Greg LaFaire, former University of Miami offensive lineman, what they've done. This True North Classical Academy is 4 years old, and they're in the state semifinals. Good, that's the good news, obviously. Bad news is they're going up against one of the best teams in the country, a machine, just a total machine that's going to be preseason number one nationally next year, no doubt. They're as good as anybody in the nation right now. They could score on you. Their defense has been crazy good. I think that, Chaminade rolls, but let's give some props to True North has done just in their fourth year, Joe. That's not too bad at all.
Well, let's stay in what has been a great year with some of the top-ranked teams in the country. I think you and I said this before. We haven't seen anything like this in a long, long time, if ever. So many teams rank so high in the country right here in our backyard. So let's go to Old St. Thomas and Tampa Jesuit. Tampa Jesuit's had some really good teams through the years, but they're going against the St. Thomas team that hadn't lost.
Defending state champions, Tampa Jesuit. Had a tough start. We saw part of that. They played Christopher Columbus down here. Obviously, they've been playing a whole lot better. But St. Thomas Aquinas very, very, very rarely has a revenge game. And this is a revenge game. If you remember last year, on a short week, they had to reschedule the game because Plantation had players had COVID. So the team that they chose was Tampa Jesuit. They ran over all the way to Tampa, played them, lost, only loss on the schedule for St. Thomas last year. So I think the Raiders feel that what happened last year with the loss to Jesuit prevented them from winning a national title, because you know as well as I do, they rolled through the rest of the schedule. I think that the Jesuit's going to be in for a long night. I really do. St. Thomas is really feeling it now, and they're looking forward to it. And remember, they play the winner of this game plays the winner of the Jones and Homestead game. Wouldn't that be neat to have them and Central and the Heritage Home, at where we could see them, all four teams, man, playing each other? Yeah, you get some crowd. But, St. Thomas will roll in this one.
All right, American Heritage Plantation against a team that through the years, the Jacksonville Bulls have been really good. What happens in this one?
Yeah, you're right. Bulls has been great. I mean, back in the Corky Rogers days, they were here every year, falling on a few hard times over the last couple of years. But this is not really going to be a game. I think Heritage, and I watched them last week against Cardinal Gibbons, and they just methodically beat you down, and they're so talented. I mean, they have 2-3 running backs besides Mark Fletcher that could hurt you. You have an offense that'll grind it out against you, make a few mistakes, and they did last week. They've got to overcome that. But that's the thing that you say. If they're making mistakes and they're still throttling people, Mike Smith's done a great job. You take over for Pat Surtain, who happened to be there last week. He came out, he and his wife came to the game last week to watch, the Cardinal Gibbons game. I think this would be a no problem game. I would think that, something like 39-14 and tune that up against the most likely Central, which is, I'll tell you what, I mean, if that's not one of the biggest games of South Florida, I mean, potentially, and it's in the state finals, and that'll be the first time in the history of this Florida state finals that a Dayton Broward team would face each other for a state title, which
that's
is
crazy.
Just another feather in the cap locally.
All right, let's go to Columbus at Tropical against, by the way, I've never heard of this high school, so I'm not going to be a fraud, Ocoee. What's the deal on Ocoee?
Not a bad team. I mean, this is a team that is out west with Apopka, Wekiva, West Orange, those type of schools like that, that they have talent, and they've done extremely well. They just haven't faced anything like this monster. I'll tell you what, Columbus is defensively, guys, doesn't really yield very many points. Offensively, they could score on you. Columbus has just answered every bell and played every tough team and, almost beat Central and then beat Northwestern. And, I think that Coach Dave Dunn and his team have really made this year special. And then they're on a collision course with the team that they upset 2 years ago, Apopka, who has also come alive. And remember, they went in a couple of years ago in Daytona as a huge underdog and then surprised Apopka with Henry Parrish, who's the University of Miami running back now. Who scored late in the game to stun them. So, that could be the other side of the state championship in four Metro, 4M. So, there's a lot of really, really, really good games. Everything is home except Homestead. So if you're in the South Florida area, definitely pick out one of these games. I'm going to go see St. Thomas Jesuit. I saw Heritage the last couple weeks. I've seen Central. Chaminade, you know, is down the road from where I live. But at the same time, by the time I get there, the game may be over.
Yeah, they might be running that clock is what you're saying. That thing might be running. Yeah. I got you. Yeah.
So, yeah, and, you know, and obviously you're getting really good football, and this is the state semifinal. So this is it. You know, and we were talking last night with some people, and the only thing that I don't like is that the fact that the winners of the larger school games tonight will have a week off, you know, and that's kind of, yeah. I don't like that. I think it would have been better to play every one of those games here at Drive Pink Stadium, you know, start on a Wednesday and go right through. I mean, that's just the way it should be. I mean, why should Chaminade have to go 462 miles to play a state championship game? That's just.
It won't bother him.
That's just.
He'll be fine.
It's not going to bother him, Joe, but it's taking
Coach
the
Jones,
fans.
Yeah, I got you.
It taking the fans in South Florida out of the mix. They certainly they wanted to see, you know, Chaminade in the state title game. But no, you're right. It's not going to bother. They play next Thursday, and they play the first game, whoever it's against. I mean, it could be Jacksonville University Christian, who's nice. You know, who's nice, or Clearwater Central Catholic, who are nice. But Chaminade is just not nice. I mean,
no, they're not. And they're young. And by the way, we'll see you again next year. Hey, Blue, I want to ask you, Central Columbus, Chaminade St. Thomas, and American Heritage Plantation, we've had some other really good teams drop off a little bit. Cardinal Gibbons, is out now. But is this the best high school football five or six teams you can remember ever when it comes to South Florida?
As far as dominating teams, you have three undefeated teams, Joe. And the only reason that one of them is an undefeated Heritage is because they lost to Chaminade.
Right.
So, I mean, you would have had four undefeated teams going into the, you know, into the state semifinals. I don't think that's ever happened, especially from one area like this. But to answer your question, yes. I mean, it's only going to get better. And I think that this year, you know, I mean, the last couple of years, you look at some of the California teams like Mater Dei or Bosco Prep or some of the Arizona teams or Texas teams and say, you know what, maybe we wouldn't be able to beat them. There's no question now. I mean, you look, you have three of the top five teams in the country within 8 to 10 miles of each other.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's
crazy.
Nuts. And then you add in Columbus and you add in Heritage and you could still add in Cardinal Gibbons. They've only lost a couple of times in the last few years, and I mean, you've got teams.
Got some
great teams.
Yeah,
no doubt.
All
right, and it's only getting better.
So I want to ask you before we talk about AutoNation, because I love talking about AutoNation and think the world of those guys and appreciate everything they do for high school sports here in South Florida. I want to ask you. I know the Nat Moore Award's coming up, but separate from that, if you were to vote for the best player you've seen, who would it be? This year in Dade Orbrine. Yeah, I know I ambush a little bit because I heard that wow.
Yeah. Well, there's two guys who I think
all
that
right,
are at
that's
the
fair.
Top, and the other two, and I think Reuben Bain obviously deserves it from Miami Central. Well, Brandon Innes is a one-man show. I mean, this is a kid that does it on both sides of the ball, no matter where they need him. Premier receiver on the way to Ohio State, but at the same time could be a safety. He kicks, he punts, he kicks off, he does anything they need him, and he's more versatile. So I would say right now, Brandon Innes would be, you know, my pick. But at the same time, I mean, and you look at Nathaniel Joseph from Edison who's going to Miami. And you look at Edwin Joseph from Chaminade who
they may not be in
that position without him because he's another one of those guys that plays on both sides of the ball. So, it's a loaded question.
But you did a nice job. You didn't go with the one. You covered them, and I love it, just like you do AutoNation when you talk about them. Blue, they've been fantastic. We've thanked them a lot here on this show because they are special, my man.
Yep, can't stop thanking them. They've just done so much, and especially for our radio show each week and right here in this segment. You know, no matter what you call your car or why you're letting it go, AutoNation will buy it. And you don't have to buy one from them. They are paying top dollar right now. Any make, any model, car, truck, van, or SUV, AutoNation will buy it. Super easy to get appraisal. Just stop into one of their stores or appraise it yourself at AutoNation.com. The appraisal value that you get is valid for 7 days or 500 miles, whichever comes first. Best of all, you'll receive your payment right on the spot. And in this day and age, that's awesome. So if you're ready to let your car go, AutoNation is ready to buy it. Visit your nearest AutoNation store or go to AutoNation.com. Get top dollar for your vehicle today. All appraisals are subject to in-store verification, vehicle condition and mileage. Some restrictions may apply. See store for details. What drives you certainly drives us at AutoNation. Guys, thanks so much. Looking forward to tonight. Even looking forward more to recapping everything next week with you guys.
Thanks, Blue.
Thanks,
appreciate
Blue.
You coming on, buddy, as always. Thank you.
Take care, guys. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.